Okay, we're back for our final segment here, C, which is basically addressed to people who have a scientific background and are interested in the way we're looking at T theory from a scientific standpoint. And that basically is a phenomenon in which we're seeing echoes that travel through time over very long periods of time, but show the normal symmetry which you can only find in echoes. If you ask the question, why should the peak show up on the right side of the T at a time which is exactly equal to the cash buildup time, that can be construed. There are very few ways that you can justify that's going to happen, but the echo is the pretty obvious one if you think about it. In a standard case, or a typical case of using echoes in time symmetries, is in tank battles where the guys that want to win the war have to get the first shot to the other tank, and they have to be able to get the range exactly right so they can calculate the arch of the shell. And so what they do is they turn to the use of lasers. And what they will do is they will sight to the other tank, and they will shoot a laser beam, and it will send out a pulse, and it will go out to the other laser, and it'll bounce off, and it'll come right back again. And they will say with great certainty that if it took 1.234 microseconds for that pulse to reach the tank, the target, it will take exactly that amount of time to come back because the speed is not dependent, it's retracing the same course, so it's the same distance, so it's the same amount of time. And they will say if you take the total amount of time and you divide it by two, you'll be able to compute the range to the tank exactly correct. This is the echoes are used in radar, they're used in, they don't use them too much in submarines because the submarines don't want to give their position away. But in terms of acoustic echoes, you can show that the things are going to be time symmetrical, and as far as the send out and the return are concerned, and so you can make an argument. For example, if we go back to our first chart, that the momentum peak in the oscillator, we'll take the current the rally that we had into early March. That peak in the volume oscillator represents a source that is then reflected off of the two bottoms B and C, and then they're coming back in an equal amount of time as all echoes have to do, and they are now arriving in a combination where you get some of B, you get some of C, and the combination of the two from historical perspective is supposed to arrive around the midpoint of the T, which is early next week. If you go back to the earlier example coming off the low in the early March time period, you have a different setup. But in that case, the echo is coming from the previous oscillator peak down to a single bottom, and then it bounces back up, and the equal time symmetry would call for a top in the first days of June, and that is correct. The difference between the two constructions of the W or the V is very interesting because the W pattern, in the physical sense, can cause two echoes to come together and produce an interference pattern, which is basically a period just around. If you look at if you take the central part of that and say that that's the early next week. If you go back to earlier, what you're going to find out is that there are going to be places in time where the two echoes, one from B and one from C, will be destructively interfered with, and so you'll have a hole in the market. The market will sink out into a hole, but it will come back up into the top of which we predict would be the early part of next week. Okay, so you do see that. Okay, but if you go back even further, they will constructively begin to reform, and so you see a peak. And that was what we called the mystery T, or you could call that the early T. So what you see is this banding across the tops of a pattern, which in a practical sense means that if you assume that there are echoes that all T-theory is about an echo coming off a single bottom, you get a single top. But if you're coming across a double bottom, you get an interference pattern with a lot of this rigmarole and a top pattern. The conclusion is that double bottoms produce multiple top patterns with a whole bunch of frustrations in the pattern of the top. And it can be derived from a simple look at physical phenomena. And that's the way you can really prove that you're getting into the part of T-theory where you can tell a lot of interesting things that nobody else knows about. The symmetries of the simple V construction are very important because they tell you about the symmetry of the T. And you can go back to that chart in 66 up to the late 1990s, and you can talk about those because they're almost all pretty simple T's. And you can show that echoes are the echo phenomenon will explain where all those peaks come from. The most succinct way to state that is that all future peaks are echoes of previous advanced decline T peaks. But in the bigger sense, the advanced decline T peak is basically a momentum peak, and you can say that you can say that all future price peaks for the market averages are really an echo from the previous momentum peak. And that what that does is it allows you to do the mega T's, which are basically momentum peaks. If you see, and that's the part that falls on after the advanced decline T's. That gets you a lot closer to the truth of the matter, is that future market tops in price are momentum peaks from the past, and they pivot and they echoes across the bottom pattern that intervenes between those. What's interesting about the double bottom pattern is that all the big lows have double bottoms, and so you have to deal with this multiple reflection problem. And it appears from everything that I've seen is you have to split the double bottoms, and so we're going to find out about that next week. But if you look at the banding, the problem that double bottoms will produce multiple tops, you can actually go into many of the old examples that we have and produce a way to study the validity of the concept of an echo. And I'll give you an example of that. We haven't seen what's going to happen next week, but we do know that the what we call the mystery T was the bounce off of the B bottom. And that makes sense because the market, if there's a disturbance produced at the oscillator peak prior to September, going back into the past history, but not too far back, and you make the calculation, we saw that there was supposed to be a first bounce up into a top in the couple of days after the middle of September, and that arrived. Now, if that's true, because it's an echo phenomenon, it also has to be true from the late 02, early March bottom, because T-theory is basically a fractal system. The time scale has nothing to do with it. It's just in ratios. So if you go back and you look at that 02 bottom, what you're going to find out was, did the echo from the, I think it was the 97 peak in the advanced decline line, bouncing off the late 02 low, give you a peak which is comparable to an early top, which was much earlier than the September of 07 top, but got you out of the problem of running into this multiple top pattern? We have yet to check that out. The data is all there. We just haven't made a verification of it. And then we have to verify that next week that we are seeing the reflections off the B bottom and the C bottom are now combining and reinforcing themselves, as though the basic reflection was off one big bottom, which had its center post low was halfway between the B and the C bottom. I knew, when I wrote my book in 73, I already knew that you had to treat double bottoms as though that there was one bottom between the two. So that I'm quite confident that it'll come out correct. But you have to prove that sort of thing. Then the question comes out: is there another echo that comes off of that goes to the B bottom, which is what we call wrong T number four? I've never seen Wrong Tee Number 4. I've never seen the bounce off the B bottom turn out to be anything else. It doesn't seem to work because you seem to be in the decline when you get into that time. But we're going to find out about that by the end of October, because I have the 28th of October. Is that problem? The question is that could that be an inverse T low? I wouldn't push that one too much. I just say that there is no evidence that in the 02, late 02, early 03 bottom, that a bounce off the 03 bottom, early 03 bottom, did not produce a recognizable top on the because you're only going to fall off the tee in October of 07. Going down into 08, I don't see that there's any kind of an echo response there. So I think it's a dangerous conclusion. That's why I put up a brief message, then I took it away. Basically, it's dangerous. I don't think we understand exactly what's going to happen there. But when you start doing this multiple reflections off double bottoms, you begin to get much more intimate into the relationship of the echoes, and sooner or later you're going to find out what it is. Eventually, what we're going to do is we're going to run snapshots of the volume oscillator with the advanced decline line back over the last 20 or 30 years, and then I'm going to post all of the data, which is the volume oscillator, the channel up, the limits on the channel, the advanced decline line and stuff like that, in a tabulated Excel type format. And you'll be able to go in, you'll be able to look at all of these bouncings around and the echoes, and you will be able to determine from that very much more intimate detail than just saying there's a basic time symmetry. There's actually other symmetries in which the bottom pattern is putting its fingerprints on the top pattern. And once you realize whether you had a point low or you had a double bottom, you've got to know a lot more about the top pattern, and that's what we need to get into the into the projection of an August 2010 top. For example, if it turns out that the what we call the mystery T, which is the conservative projection A to B requirement, is correct, we want to know. That is because we have a double bottom late November or early, and then early March for the current advanced decline T. If we can come from the early June top of 07 down to the November top and project a top date and have some confidence that that really is the equivalent of the what we call the mystery T, meaning it's the first echo that you get back, and so it's the safest one, and that you're not going to get into a topping pattern until after that date, it's much easier to deal with this recovery that we're looking for in the late November, mid-November to late November area, because you have one. That can also be determined independently from the capital and income T, which I'll get into later on. But between the two of those, what you really want to know, once this correction starts to flow in, you're going to be very, very anxious to know where that low is, and then you're going to want to know when you come out of there how to stay out of trouble. And this is the groundwork that we're placing in to get ready to get a better understanding of how echoes going off multiple lows produce multiple tops and how to stay away from the problem. Okay, so that we'll deal with that one in quite a bit of more detail in the future updates, because once we get the confirmation of the top, then I don't have any, my business obligations are done, and all I'm just going to say is that you draw this long cash buildup line, which we've talked about before, and you have to go find an oversold condition and see what it's going to cut it. But if it's not plausible that it's going to cut it, then you're not going to get the rally, so you might as well go on to these research projects. Okay, that's it for today. If I have anything, I will post it about 2 hours after the two and a half hours after the market close. And but I don't think that there's a problem with the top, whether it spills over into Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't think that's not really important. You should start to see the thing go into a toppy pattern. You start to show up in the arms ratio and so forth. So I'll just make some comments in all probability, I'll just make comments on that topic. Thank you. Bye-bye.